You got everybody on now.
Alright, here, hello.
What? Are we already on?
Yep, hello.
Oh, hi, welcome. How you doing?
Welcome to the Insane Asylum. This is Mark, I'm Joel.
I'm Tanya.
And we have Tanya over there. If you notice, we got a good little setup thing going here.
And Lisa's back
and
here.
And Lisa's back in the corner. She is naughty. I put her back
really
there.
See her, but...
I'm guarding the door.
Actually, she is on camera.
This is the last Friday.
You can see her on camera, Tanya's camera.
Hey.
This is the last Friday of the 2019. We've got a couple of things we're going to discuss. Some of the paranormal activity that I've been seeing on the news and we've been hearing about this year. Plus, Mark wanted to talk about a subject we didn't get to last week, which was Area 51 and 52.
Maybe. I don't know.
Did you just say Area 52?
Yeah, that's what he's calling it.
Wow.
Don't you remember me telling you about that?
And as well as... Okay. As well as... Sorry.
Sometimes learning something new is always like that.
Sometimes you should do it before you start.
Well, most of the time it's learn as you go.
So what, we lost? I thought you said there was a bunch of people on. There's only me on here and him on here now.
I can't see those a lot.
He just logged in too.
I was just curious. I wanted to see how it looked on my end.
I was going to say, I don't have the ability now that we got XSplit. I don't have the ability to see who's all on and see comments.
Well, I got the ability to see comments now.
Okay.
Alright, so where do you want to start? So what should we start with? First of all, if you shop Amazon... Please,
hello.
Here's the link at the top of our website, which is scrolling across the bottom here. You know, kind of like right here. You know, that website right there, kind of take a check it out. And then if you shop Amazon, use that link to go to Amazon.
I'm trying
so
to get
we
this
get
set
kick
to
back
win.
And you'll help us grow as a podcast. So, anyway, Mark, I'll let you start with that Area 51 crap.
Why?
Because I want to start an argument with you. Because I know what one of your point of view is, saying the fucking place is empty, and I don't buy that.
I didn't say it was empty.
You said everything was moved down.
Area 51 has been... decommissioned pretty much. Everything that is of alien tech has been removed and moved to Area 52, which is in Wyoming.
And you don't think they're still doing shit there at Area 51?
They're still testing shit there because it would make sense to test it there because it's in the middle of bumfuck nowheres.
And it's heavily guarded. Still.
You know, in the middle of bumfuck nowhere desert.
It's hard to get to.
Okay. And yes, it's still guarded and it's still set up with the ground sensors all over the place.
Doesn't it have like a great thing comes around it too?
It's got a fence. Yeah. But the thing is, on that fence about a quarter mile in, from the fence to about a quarter mile in, they have ground sensors. And those sensors are so sensitive that they can actually sense a lizard farting.
Wow!
You know this how? You went out there and farted?
I'm not a lizard. But no, they're...
You might want to turn your volume down because I can hear that over here.
I can hear
I'm gonna turn
here.
It down. But no, I honestly, it's just the Area 51 has been decommissioned for retrofitting and backwards backwards engineering all the alien tech. They moved it because now with the way Cheyenne Mountain is, Cheyenne, Wyoming, okay, Cheyenne Mountain, NORAD, the way it is designed and set up, they actually have the basically the entire mountain is hollowed out.
I was gonna say, isn't NORAD inside the mountain?
Yeah. Remember the movie War Games?
Yeah.
And they went inside and there was a computer called the Whopper.
Yep. Yeah, that is actually true.
NORAD
is
like.
NORAD is the North American air defense. It's North America's air defense program.
Okay.
They have radar on top of that mountain. They have, but the entire mountain has pretty much been hollowed out. Believe it or not, yes, there is hangar doors on the side of that mountain.
Doesn't it also go down?
Yes. Yes. Deep underground. You're about 30 or 40 stories underground.
When they go on lockdown, they can go on lockdown when there's an attack, and so, those people inside will probably survive.
The mountain itself,
and everybody else will be.
The mountain itself,
extricated, annihilated.
Can the mountain itself, the way it's designed inside, and the way that everything's been done up with it, can actually?
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
But it can actually withstand a nuclear strike.
So everybody would survive, and the only thing outside here would probably be the cockroaches left.
They can seal off. They can completely, totally seal off that mountain, and it will. And they can survive in there for years. The way it's set up in there.
In other words, they have a whole lot.
They
got American Aerospace Defense Command.
Thank you.
Leave it to somebody that has to look at it.
I have my researcher sitting right over there.
Shit, so I gotta look at
that. But anyway,
I really gotta redo this.
They have it set up now to where everything that was at Area 51. Now you gotta remember, Area 51 was in the middle of a dry lake bed in Scroom Lake, Nevada. And the way it was set up is you had hangars in the surrounding mountain range that was there. They had some hangars in underneath
like an
and everything.
From above.
It's a landing strip. Yeah. They can actually land the space shuttle there if they need to. Okay?
Yeah.
Actually, I think they may have at one time landed the space shuttle there because of an emergency situation. Everything that was there of alien tech was moved. And the reason that they moved it is because the Russians actually have photographs of Area 51. And they actually have photographs of the ships that we were backwards engineering sitting on the tarmac. Okay.
So because it was their spy, wide open outside.
They've went over us with spy plane and those high focusing cameras and shit. And they've gotten pictures. But the thing is, they're not going to release them. They won't release them, regardless. Because they know, just like we know, that if that is released to the public without the public being jaded to the situation, then there's going to be mass panic, and it would be mass panic worldwide, not just one nation.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I believe that Hollywood has been putting out all these these movies like they have, you know, alien movies, get people used to it, get them jaded, get them, you know.
So that when it does become public,
yeah,
they'll be used to it.
So when the Greys or the reptilians or whoever decides they're going to actually show themselves to the populace of this world, you know, or the Anunnaki, if they come back, they are actually considered our gods. The Anunnaki are the ones that created us. They're the originals. And actually, our DNA is a mixture of the Anunnaki DNA and an indigenous species on this planet. So, anyway, what they have done is they moved everything over to Cheyenne Mountain, Wyoming, and all the research facilities and everything is put underground now. It's all in the areas that are inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Okay.
So it's underneath the mountain.
Yeah, but they still had.
But they still have. They still have hangar doors that they can take their, you know, take everything out of. And that's also been dubbed Area 52 now.
Yeah, but they do have underground facilities at Area 51 too. That's supposedly where their alien autopsy was done.
Does Area 52 is a facility capable of housing 25,000 people or troops in this active under?
Yes, but it's got one, so that they can try to keep.
And that's why but that's what Area 51 is. It's basically because of how it has been portrayed and perceived over the years, that is what it looks like now. Hey, you're getting more shit on yours than I get on mine for some reason.
Yeah, you somehow it says you joined.
I don't know. But so that's another reason they moved everything is because of the fact that that Area 51 has become so
what would you say to it?
Damn it.
His train derailed.
No, my train didn't derail. I'm trying to think of the proper terms to use with it. And I am getting a little distracted too because I got the headset on trying to listen as well to. But it's from the time of its inception up until now, the popularity of it, the well-known, you know, everybody knowing what it is, and the little bits of stuff being leaked out and
you're still talking Area 51.
Yes, for Area 51.
An iconic place.
It's not really an iconic. I mean, you can't really say iconic. It's because it is famous.
I mean, it's been in how many different fucking movies over the years?
A lot. I
don't know if I can figure that out quick enough. I mean, yeah, it's a lot. I mean, you know, Close Encounters, I mean, we can name a few, but you won't take that, you know, long to name a few. But, I mean, you know, and then you got this big thing that just happened earlier this year, you know,
well,
with the rushing of Area 51 and all these people wanting to rush and see
storming Area 51.
But the funny thing is, by the time they would have rushed Area 51, let's say they would have gotten past the gates, they probably wouldn't have found much but the leftover equipment and, you know, stuff that's kind of not really usable that much today. You know, they're probably using it more as a storage facility now. You know. Storing old tech, old equipment that's outdated and can't be used, but they don't want it, you know, in the wrong hands because they can decipher what they might have been doing or whatever, you know. You know, that's just one of those things that they got to keep the attention over here while now all the real stuff's happening over here. It's kind of yeah. like sleight of hand.
This is one of the things. This is one of the things you were wanting to talk about with the UFOs and stuff too. Kind of a year in review type of thing, and how many sightings and stuff like that. Well, one of the things that actually happened this year, which was cool, which was back in September, I think. October or September, is when the Navy actually confirmed that it has been tracking UFOs.
Right.
And it's got, and it released, they released three different films from F-18 fighters and F-22 fighters that have caught these things on.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the Navy. Didn't the Air Force say something too about something about how the pilots now are confirming when something they can't, you know, a UFO, unidentified flying object, comes across, and they actually have been making reports for years. They finally
They are finally making it official that they are acknowledging that UFOs exist.
You know,
and they
so
did that
it wasn't
this year.
Just the Navy, but it was the Air Force as well.
Right.
Because
the Navy flies the F-18s off the carriers, and I think they may have a couple of F-22s. The F-22s are mostly Air Force,
but it's all because of all the pilot reports.
Then
they
got the F-35s, which are the more modified version of the F-22, and that's a stealth fighter.
How do you think people actually respond?
About half of this planet would actually panic.
Hold on a second. Mark's just a loudmouth most of the time, but we'll figure out how to adjust that.
What?
What?
The volume?
Just Mark's volume.
Says, she's saying,
like
she's saying my mic's
camera,
a little hot.
Mark's mic is a little hot at times.
All right, this thing just froze up on me.
I think it did before, and that's why it said you joined again.
It could be. So, our government finally admitted to the fact that they have been documenting UFOs.
I don't know if I'd call that government as much as I'd call it our armed services, you know, because the way things
true.
Go, it's
I guess it would be the armed
services. Two different types of bodies of something.
Are you able
get
to use
started
that?
On that today, please. But anyway,
you're the one that just started it. I didn't.
Now, since we're still talking UFOs, there was an. I'm sorry. I've been so busy this week. I would have had it. I've been playing around with some new equipment, some new toys. But I did see an article, and see if you can help me remember this article. And I brought it up to you, I know I did, when some official, government official in Illinois, or somebody came out in Illinois, and they basically released that this year so far, and so far, you know, it's only the 27th, they've had a record amount of UFO sightings. In Illinois alone.
I don't know if it was if that happened this year.
No, I saw the article earlier this year, like within the last month.
Okay. But
it was like their thing. It was like over 3,000 sightings this year alone. 2019. Yeah, it is fucking crazy.
Well,
It's getting closer and closer to the point where it's going to be a common day
one of the
maybe.
Okay, there's a guy I watch sometimes on Facebook or not Facebook
YouTube,
Dr. Richard Greer.
Yeah, you told me about him.
Okay, and he used to be an emergency room doctor, and he gave that career up to become a ufologist.
Right.
And him and there's another guy that he is in cahoots with that has been doing talking and stuff. They both said that this year that I might have misunderstood what he said originally, but I know that both of them said that that this year that we were supposed to be finding out that the aliens are supposed to present themselves to the world.
Well, I mean, that could be a possibility with the number of the sightings that have gone up just in the one state.
True.
Alone.
And then, but they said it should have happened. They said it was supposed to happen in October.
Yeah, well,
no, that could have been. He could have been saying that I may, like I said, may have misunderstood, but it could have been that our government was or our armed forces were going to admit to the fact that
they did.
That could have been
two branches of the armed forces,
but that could have been what they were talking about too. That was coming. That
our government admitted anything right now. That ain't happening.
I'm not getting into it with you as the government.
I'm not.
The
politics, I just said,
because
just,
that is not us. We are not politics anymore.
I know. I just
we
made
pissed
a quick
enough
joke.
People off.
I made a quick joke. It was just a generalized joke.
Well, now you joined. How'd you join? On your tablet?
So anyway, I told you I'm going to try to get this new toy. I want to make a trip because also I heard this year that I don't want to get this wrong. It's either Pierce or Price County. Which is it, you know? Is it Pierce or Price County?
I don't know.
That's like up north near Green Bay area.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not sure.
It's either Pierce or Price County. It's where we have probably one of the largest state forests in Wisconsin. Okay. And
sorry.
From what I understand and what I've been reading lately and watching, there has been a shit ton of Bigfoot sightings up there in that state forest, in that county. It's supposed to be like the biggest body of forest in the Wisconsin area. But it's like way the fuck up north.
Up by Menominee?
No,
it's up by... Pierce County is part of the Minneapolis City, Bloomington, Minnesota, Wisconsin, metropolitan area.
I think it's maybe... Is there a Price County?
He's talking about
Green
Bay.
Bay.
That's what you're seeing
there. Yeah, the Great Lakes.
So you looked up Pierce County, look up Price County now and see.
I know it started with a P. That's all I remember. It was either
Pierce
Pierce
County
or
is a county, U.S. state of Wisconsin. It's near Lake Falls.
Anyway. I want to go up there and do some filming and see what we
Well, I'd like to go over to the Devil's Punch Bowl.
That too.
Yeah.
Go with a new toy. Something like that would be cool. Going to Devil's
North
Punch
Central
Bowl would be
Wisconsin,
cool.
Central Wisconsin, midway between Hayward and Monaco.
We've been to such great
Hayward
places.
Hayward is like near Canada.
Yeah.
Hayward is like way up.
We've been to some great...
I think that's what he's talking about.
Way, way up.
There's a forest right there. I'll bring up a map and show you. I checked out and I investigated it a little bit because I got asked. Well, I didn't get asked. I saw an ad from another paranormal type research group that was looking for a videographer to follow them around up there for a couple of days. And it's like, man, if I was in better shape and more experience, I would have done it.
Yeah.
You know? Because that would have been an adventure. Because it was one of those, it was like the ones that we met this year when we were down in Whitewater. They were
Midwest paranormal
guys, you know. And I'd have loved to have been along with them to see what kind of equipment they used and their tactics to try to find or capture a Bigfoot on camera, you know, because that was the whole objective to the mission at B-10.
Now you told them that that was off limits to them, right?
What?
Your little bowl in the fridge?
Oh, I don't think they even know about it. So they better leave it alone.
It just smells like someone's cooking something out there.
Yeah, well, they better leave that alone. I haven't had that in I don't know how many fucking years.
I'd hate to be the one that touched it if they did.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'd hate to be the one that touched it if they did.
Somebody could get their fingers cut off. And their hands. No, it wouldn't be pretty, that's for sure.
No, not after what that, you know, I knew he hadn't had it in a long time, and I figured, you know, bring him some.
But anyway,
I know that.
So there's Bigfoot that we still got to go tracking down, just for fun. I don't think we're going to find him, but it would be kind of cool to see what we do find up there, because it's pretty far north.
It'd be fun to have just time off in the summer and just go do shit.
You know, and then like you said, there's a devil's punch bowl, but you know, like places that we have been, you know, with the camera, that thermal camera would be nice to go back to some of those places with.
Especially this one particular place we've already filmed twice. And
Eagle Road Cemetery.
Yeah,
I'm on your brainwave.
It's been a little active.
Yes, I've seen a lot of posts lately about Eagle Road Cemetery, like through our Facebook.
That's because you're used to seeing me with a mustache and beard, Ash.
Yeah, he does look funny, doesn't he? Anyway. But I follow a lot of these different paranormal groups and these people through our Facebook page. And I've seen a lot of people going out to Eagle Road Cemetery and then coming back with pictures and saying stuff. You know, I haven't seen any video, but I've seen pictures and I've seen them say different things and stuff like this. I've had somebody mention that place to me when we were out and about. And I got to talking, and I was handing out cards.
No,
this is in Juneau.
It's one out by Juneau.
Okay. It's like in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. And the first time we were out there,
it's darker
like,
than dark.
And we had a really strange thing because it was after 11 o'clock and there was a flyover, but there's no fucking airport.
Yeah, there is in Juneau.
Well, yeah, but...
But that's a small municipal airport.
Yeah, this was like almost like, you know...
But this thing that came over, it was... A jet.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, it was out of place. It seemed like, you know, there was a little fly in that area. But it was cool. And then the second time we were out there, we heard those noises. Those growl noises.
Actually, okay, you guys started your camera before I started mine when we were out there. And you ran for probably 6-7 minutes before I even fired mine up. And, you know, and at the time that I caught that on the sound, you guys were at the other end of the cemetery from us. And so where I heard it, we were facing south. So where I heard it come from was where the tree was fallen there. And that was to my right. And you guys were on my left. So when I caught that sound, I would have been in between it and where you guys were. And I did check your film too, and it's kind of interesting because I heard similar on your guys' film.
Yeah, and that's probably about the time that I said I heard it coming from across the street.
No.
The voice that was there.
That wasn't on that at that time.
Wasn't it?
No. If you compare your timelines...
I have a hard time going back and watching some of this stuff.
If you compare the timelines from mine and yours, since you started your camera prior to mine,
I get what you're saying.
right around the same time frame as when that happened.
But I think he also heard something.
Well, I didn't pick anything up, and I was still filming as we were leaving. And I think Tanya was still filming, or you were.
I have the camera. But leaving, I think.
I didn't hear anything at that time.
I was curious.
And I actually checked. I still checked both.
Excuse me.
I did check both videos of it, and I didn't hear anything at that point. But I did that one, and I don't know if you heard it, but.
See, now that'd be an interesting place to take.
See, Lisa was with. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Lisa was with me. She was standing right next to me. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the ground there wasn't all too leveled either.
No, it's a little like, hilly, yeah. little bumpy.
Well, it's got a I was having a hard time keeping my balance.
But I think that would be a cool. I think that would be cool to take a thermal out there.
Yeah, that's gonna have to take a third trip when we get the thermal. We're gonna have to go there for the third trip.
Well, it's not just because of that. I mean, it's also close to us too.
Right, but
it's not that far away from us.
We don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over either.
Well, no. No, I understand that. But
it does warrant more investigation because of the flyover's not a big deal, but the sound and then.
Well, it's not just that. That was the first night we were out there. It was a little bit after that flyover is when I seen that shadow.
And we felt like we were being watched.
Yes. But the thing is, I never caught anything on film or on video at the time. But I swear to God, I seen a shadow.
And that's when the corn was still.
And that, yes, that's
the cornfield was still up.
But you could see. No, actually, that was before the corn got high enough because you could see the lights of the house on the far side back there.
It was about waist high then. It was high.
And.
The last time we were gone, they had already come out as
before. But of course, that's me. I'm not trying to put things in people's heads to give them something to make them think that they're going to see it.
We debunked just about everything.
That's what I try to do. I'm not the kind of person like I said in the interview with Tom. When we did the crossover show
with
Tom and Molly. I'm the kind of person that if I feel that maybe I caught something, I'm going to try and debunk it. I want to make absolute certain that it is what it is.
Yeah, we did that with Forest Hill when we went back and set up the two cameras pointed in that area.
It was the shadow.
Debunked Eagle Road Cemetery yet. We debunked Northport Sanatorium Hill.
The stuff that we got at Eagle Road is going to be a little difficult to debunk.
Right. I get that. So it just stays.
Because you got to try.
Well, that's where Eagle Road stays in kind of like an unexplained file.
Because you got to
come up with the same situation.
Right. That's the thing. And what kind of confused me on that is the fact that you guys are on the left of me, almost all the way at the end of the other end of the cemetery. Lisa and I are standing there, and to the right of me, about 30, 35 yards to the right was the fence line where that tree was. And that's kind of the area that I heard a grunt, growl, whatever that was. But you guys, again, are at the far other end of the damn cemetery. And if you compare the tape or compare the video, it's on yours too. And it wasn't loud enough for you guys to pick it up. So that's the weird part to me about it. Why would it be on yours as well? Unless something actually happened down there as well, and you guys didn't hear it.
Yeah, well, like you said, Eagle Road's going to be a hard one to debunk.
That's what I'm saying. Eagle Road will be a difficult one to debunk.
Which makes it fun.
Oh, it's going to be real fun.
Yeah.
That one's going to be that one can be very interesting. I think what we need to do is maybe go out there during the day or
yeah, there's a couple of days.
A daylight part to where we can actually just get maybe pictures or filming of it to show how big the cemetery is.
Yeah, scope it out a little bit
more. And that way we can see, you know, how big it actually is and what's there.
You know, between that and then, you know.
Oh, yeah. It was like midnight when we the first time we went. And it was overcast, very, very overcast, cloudy.
Kind of drizzling.
A little drizzly and foggy.
Yeah.
Somewhat foggy.
And
the night
that would be cool. Go out there on a full moon.
We did.
That was the second night then that we were out there.
There was a full moon out there, but it was cloudy that night too.
That's right. He was trying to.
But it was breaking. It was breaking cloudy. You know, to where there was breaks and stuff. And I did get a video of the moon itself. So.
You know, but what also makes it fun is not only like, now here I'm going to go off away from Eagle Road, Sanatorium Hill. When we went out there, what made that kind of fun, before we went out there that one time, we saw a video and they said it was an apparition crossing the path.
Yeah.
We debunked the hell out of that.
Well, it was easy to debunk because there's people all hours of the night walking through there.
Oh yeah, we discovered that too while we were out there.
It's not just that.
That's because rather than walking down on North Park, people cut across the lot.
Well, yeah, because it's more convenient for one, and for two, you know, you're not down in the traffic area where something could happen.
And let him have his little fun, because the one time we went out there, he got a little shits and giggles out of it. Because I almost stepped on a fucking fawn.
that was funny.
Can't help it.
But that was funny and cool at the same time.
At the same time, it proves something else.
What?
That deer come right down into
the
woods.
Oh, yeah, deer,
right
deer do and come down into those woods.
And bed down.
And that was actually...
Where they can find
food. Actually, where it was bed down, it was very close to the cliff. Or the hill part.
The edge
that,
of
that
the woods.
Goes, that edge that goes down path. To the... That goes down to the parking lot.
And that was very close to those cement things where the waterfall and that was.
Right. Mm-hmm. And right up around the corner, there was a bigger bedding area. So, you know, there was bigger deer that's laid back in there as well.
Well, you got to figure, if that was a fawn, mommy and daddy's got to be around there somewhere.
Sure.
No, it wasn't a fawn. It was actually a young doe.
It was just young.
But still.
It was a yearling doe.
Mommy and daddy's got to be around there somewhere.
Not when they're yearlings. The yearlings are no longer part of the group.
They usually travel by themselves. No, they do travel in herds.
I've seen herds come across the street.
No, they do travel in herds.
But they do straggle.
But the thing is, once they're yearlings, they're off on their own.
Yeah.
They get kicked out of the family and they gotta go and find a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever.
Well, I'm surprised she didn't have a boyfriend around there then.
You never know.
He was probably off on the other side of the woods.
With the other girlfriend.
Probably.
But, you know, it made that interesting to show ways that some of that stuff.
Well, you know, that's the thing. There's all kinds of stuff that, and that wooded area behind there is fairly large.
Yes.
And there's a lot up in there.
And then there was somebody.
And there's birds up in there. Certain kinds of birds. I mean, we heard.
What
we heard an owl. I think it was.
There was an owl. There was raccoons.
There's the
squirrels.
There was a hawk up in there too. There was a hawk or two that was up in there screeching. And, you know, you hear that stuff at night. If you're walking through there at night and you disturb the roosting area of a hawk or an owl, and they make that
noise.
You know, or whatever, or you disturb the bedded down area of a deer or a raccoon or something like that, or, you know, yeah, you're going to hear some weird noises, especially during certain times of the year when there's leaves on the ground. You're going to hear the scurrying, you know, and a lot of people do get spooked easy.
Now, the only way that's going to ever probably get another shot at us going up there is if we get to the inside.
Yeah, well,
which,
you know, that's not ever going to happen.
That's a long shot.
You never know. You never know.
That's
if they,
a long
if
shot.
They sell the
you don't have, you don't have the
empty.
Right people. But I am,
you know,
I am still.
Or something like that, we might have a better shot because then it's no longer government owned.
I am still at the, now, you know, now that I'm on the new route with delivering to the university, I am still looking to find out who I need to talk to, possibly get us permission to do some filming in the basement of the old Madison General.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
Because that's that was built in 1929.
But now, let's go on to another place. This is kind of a year in review. Okay, and talk about it. Bray Road.
Ah, yes, Bray Road.
You know, that requires a lot more investigation.
Oh yeah.
I hate to say
And with an Indian guide,
I think, next time.
Well,
you still
that's
need to
fine.
Get a hold of our acquaintance, because I haven't met the man yet, but I have talked to him a couple of times.
Yeah.
I'd like to get out to
Well, we didn't get out there this year because of
his last name, but I want to get out there and try to weather wasn't
Yeah, the weather wasn't permitting for anything this year. Mother Nature was being a total bitch.
And there's a lot of people, and I'm sure we're not at the top of this list.
Well, I'm
okay,
surprised he
right
got
now.
The people out there that he did get out there.
Right, well...
They had to have the vehicles. We do have somebody that has a vehicle
see,
that can do it.
But see, because
yeah,
he can only do things on Saturdays and Sundays, those people might have done that in the middle of the week.
We do have somebody with a vehicle
but,
that
so,
can get
that's
through there.
Too.
I get that, but Mother Nature still... did not help us.
Yeah, Mother Nature was
one.
Being a bitch.
But we saw how easily the mind can play tricks with you because that place is so dark and kind of spooky.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we did a filming from the car. Didn't get to do much because of fact, I think that night was a little crappy too.
Yeah, a few nights were a little crappy. There was one that was actually rainy on one of those
Paradise
roads.
Road.
Paradise Road. And somebody asked if we were going to go out there, and I told them to go check us out. We already did that. Something happened. At least we haven't got the story, but somebody was telling about it recently. And something happened this year, again, on Paradise Road.
Okay. Well, I did run through there.
But unfortunately, nothing happened to us.
Well, see, I ran through there and taped. During the day,
right.
The
that's
way
the
over
one that
here.
You went and did a drive by during the day.
I did a drive through to check it out,
and
kind of filmed. Yeah, and I filmed as I drove down.
Because that's up
there
too.
And that way, you kind of got an idea of what it looked like,
right.
and everything. And you can see the open fields. You can see the wooded areas and stuff like
right.
that.
That's on our YouTube channel as Paradise Road Preview.
Yep.
That was when you drove through there by yourself with a camera at daylight.
Yep. Yep.
On your way here, I think it was or something. But anyway.
Yeah, I think I might have been on the way here.
But anyway, yeah, that was one of those cool things. So, you know, that's another one. Then we went to, what was the other one? To Weary Road. Now, that was a strange place.
Boy, that one, yeah, that was not just strange. That one, you got your ass ate off by the mosquitoes,
that,
especially
like
at the time we went out there.
Godly amount of fucking mosquitoes that day when we went out there.
Yeah.
Remember that? That
oh,
was
yeah.
where the bridge was covered with graffiti.
I just remember the people we met.
Yeah, that too.
And they actually went back out there.
Yeah.
But, you know,
time.
We're going
we
to
haven't,
back.
We
haven't.
Haven't
gone back out there yet, so that's another one on our list. But, you know, that what was strange about
See,
that
I wish
place,
to, I wish that he wasn't such so... easily getting cold and everything, because I'd say this is about the good time to go out there, so we could be, you know, because no mosquitoes, you're not going to get your ass ate off.
Well, maybe we can try it tomorrow night.
I don't know.
You guys going tomorrow is getting puppy pampered.
We'd have tomorrow. You'd be out there freezing your nuts.
Isn't it supposed to get colder? I don't know.
Huh? I don't know. Winter's on.
Summer. No, it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Oh, well, then that sucks. Forget that.
Yeah. It's gonna snow like a bitch up north, but it's supposed to rain here.
But, you know, it's one of those places.
Again, Mother Nature being a bitch.
Give me a chance. Maybe my tolerance for the cold will build back up as we do some of this stuff towards the end of summer and then in March as the snow's going away. We've been to some strange places. We went looking for a lake monster over in Lake Mendota.
Picnic Point right behind the university hospital up there.
Yeah, because Picnic Point had its own kind of
and somebody got us lost trying to find it.
Yeah, but somebody was walking so far ahead of us, she got out of
No, he's pointing at her.
She does that all the time.
Here's what I don't quite understand. No, here's what I don't quite understand. Okay? How can she walk that fast with her legs so damn short?
My legs aren't short.
Yeah, they are. No, yeah, they are. You got short legs, and you walk like a freaking speed demon.
Sorry.
Well, anyway...
I like the portion that we filmed after Paradise.
Well, we went out to the other cemetery there on Speedway.
Yeah, that's
Forest Hill
Cemetery.
It's Forest Hill. Astolon.
Oh, yeah, Astolon State Park.
That's another one I want to get back to as well.
That was another one that was kind of fucked up. Our first shot out there, we had some cool shit happen to us. Now, Astolon State Park is in Lake Mills area.
It's just outside of Lake Mills.
Right.
In the town of Astolon.
Anyway, it's a state park. We went out there and, oh my god, we had our EMF meter just going fucking nuts.
Wasn't that the second time?
No, this was the first time.
This was the first time.
Oh, that's right.
And I didn't have my camera out to film.
No.
You guys were filming with your camera.
Right.
You had a brand new SD card in that.
Right.
And we were at the mound that is closest to the parking area.
Yeah.
And over on the steps of the mound, we had the EMF meter going ape shit.
Yeah.
Ape shit.
Nobody was holding
and
on to
somebody
it.
had a physical reaction.
Yeah, he had some weird reaction because of his ears. But we actually filmed it. I mean, we were filming it. We had the camera pointing at it.
Every time we've gone out there with the ears.
Yeah, with your ears.
Yeah. And, well, we've only been out there twice.
No, three times.
Twice.
Three times.
When's the third?
That's where we were.
No, we were out there twice.
I could have swore there was two video footages up there.
No. Yeah, okay. If there's two video footages, and it's from your guys' camera and my camera from the second time we went. Because I took my camera and filmed with it that day.
Okay.
So the first time we went out there, we got all this and everything. When we got back, he couldn't pull it off of the damn SD card because it was corrupt. It said it was corrupt. It wouldn't pull anything off. So yeah, we had nothing. We had not a damn thing.
That was weird as hell, too.
And the second time we
went
out there, we found the Princess Mound, but we couldn't film it because it's behind some fences.
Well, we could have filmed it because somebody just said we should have just jumped the fence. It's a little wooden fence.
And I'm going to do it next time.
Anyway.
No, next time I think we should go out there when the museum is open.
But we walked around a lot more.
Because we should also get some footage from inside the museum.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
Either way.
And
the Princess Mound thing.
But the second time we were out there, we got footage from the museum area there. We got footage of the mound itself. We got some footage of the surrounding areas where we walked around. We walked originally first on the second trip. We walked down by the river. And on the way back up, You were like 5 miles ahead of us.
As always.
He was about half a mile ahead of me. And Lisa's standing with, or walking with me, hanging on to me. And I glanced back and I swear there was somebody following us. You know, walking along the path. So I stopped. I think I even filmed. But yeah, I stopped, I turned around.
And then he was trying to get my attention to say something.
And I'm like, you know, I'm looking, and it was just weird because it...
Because we had those walkie-talkies in that time.
Yeah, so I know.
You were
I know.
Trying to get my attention to tell me to come back and look your way, and I did, but I didn't see nothing.
Yeah, and but it just, I swear to God, I seen a shadow back there or something, you know, a person back there.
Sometimes your body...
But hey, whatever.
Something's following
you. You know, again... That was me. That was an experience I had. I don't know if it'll happen again. Don't know if it was even a proper experience.
But we all experienced.
Or if it was something that was.
We all experienced that EMF meter going fucking nuts like it did.
No, we all didn't. I don't think Lisa was there. She,
no,
I think
mean,
she was up at the
people
car.
People that were with us right there at that point.
You and me. And then I think she might have seen it. And that was.
You know, they had that thing sitting right there on the stop. You know. And then that didn't happen again.
Nope.
When we went back out there, that EMF meter didn't go nuts like that again. Yeah,
no, and we even took it to the same. But we even took it to
the
same spot, and
yeah,
it still didn't go off.
So, like I said, something fucking strange.
And the whole thing is that whole area. There's no lines. There's no power lines or anything overhead. And there's no power lines or anything buried underneath.
And you know, I was talking to
and. The only place there are any kind of power lines, phone lines, or whatever are along
right.
the road.
I was talking to a Native American recently, okay? And I was telling him about some of the stuff that happened to us out at Asilon Park. And he's like, yeah, I believe that there's a lot of history there, you know?
Yeah,
and
there is a lot of history there.
He was also asking me, get in contact with him again because he agreed to come along with us to some effigy and to show us where they to go with us and give us some history and background on those effigy mounds that are close by you with that area in Florida.
Oh,
the
Kashkanong effigy mounds.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We can do that.
And then he's going to take us.
And I bet if I ask him about that little pond area that's right next to 26 there, that new section of 26 that they built, I bet he has some history about that too.
Right.
Because just before they started laying pavement there, the University of Wisconsin Whitewater was out there digging, doing an excavation dig.
Well, I got his attention.
Okay, I'm curious now. What pond?
Okay. It's like as you're going outbound on 26 out of 4.
Oh,
yeah, not that one. That's not the one. It's before that. It's you know where they made the when you're at the very end of Business 26 and you come back up onto 26, you got that first bridge.
Yeah.
Okay. Past that, you got the second bridge that they put over.
Okay.
Just before that, on the left-hand side, it would be the east side of the road.
Okay.
It looks like cornfield out there around it. And then the section of it there, you can see it's like a marshy area. And there's some trees there. Now, before they put any of that road in, the University of Whitewater had students and professors out there, and they were doing an archaeological dig out there. I don't know if they were digging to find the artifacts to preserve them, or digging to make sure there was no artifacts in that area that they were going to pave over. But they did that for a long ass time, and they had probably a dozen or more pits dug. And I watched it all happen over that summer because of I was working with Straight Shot, and I was doing runs along there all the time. So during that summer, I was able to watch a lot of it and see it. But I know that they went out there, and I'd like to know what it was all about. I haven't heard anything, or I haven't really looked to find anything. What? Huh? Oh, yeah. No, that's good. Sorry. So yeah, I was just trying to you know, so.
So we got a possible Indian tour guide, Native American tour guide for a couple of trips. He was really interested in talking for quite a while.
Good. So that'd be fun.
Asked you on one of those places because we were talking about how her remains, the princess's remains, were taken to the Milwaukee Cemetery and Native Americans.
Milwaukee Museum.
We were talking cemeteries, so I got cemeteries on the brain, I guess. I don't know. But it was taken to that Milwaukee Museum and put on display, and a bunch of Native Americans were protesting the museum and wanted her remains to go back to this day.
We keep going out and filming at cemeteries. We're going to have to be known as the headstoners.
Anyway. So, please visit utterlyinsaneproductions.com right down here. See it? Down there. Anyway.
What do you mean? Right down?
No, right down here. It's in front of mine. See?
Oh, it's over here?
Yeah, it's in front of mine. See where it's at?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were pointing it at me.
And if you go shopping on Amazon, please use the link at the top of our website so that we get a little bit of a kickback that'll help our show grow. It'll help pay for our travel expenses to the sites we want to visit and film for you to enjoy. And let's see, please share, like, and subscribe to us on YouTube and Facebook. Follow us. Always glad to hear your comments.
If there's anything that you haven't heard us talk about and you hear and it's something you want us to check out, let us know.
I was getting to that. Any suggestions or topic suggestions, you can email us, send us something through Facebook here, or however. There's many ways to contact us. There's a contact page on our website. There's all kinds of things coming soon. And until next year, enjoy.
Next year being Thursday.
Yeah.
Know that. So have a good new year. And everybody, be safe.
How do I stop it?
Go up there to where the red thing is and just end it. Or just click on it again and it should end it.